You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
Yes, we don't have much time, so we'll get straight into it. This day in history takes us back to 1975 and the official establishment of a republic in Ethiopia. A year before, Emperor Haile Selassie had been overthrown and forced into exile from the country he had ruled since he was a child. This had been briefly interrupted by an Italian invasion, which began in 1935. During World War II, however, Selassie was restored as emperor by the British during their East Africa campaign.
On the fifth anniversary of the entry of Italian troops into Abyssinian capital, His Majesty Haile Selassie returns in triumph to Addis Ababa. A great ovation is given him by his subjects, who witness the moving spectacle of their emperor attending a thanksgiving service at the Cathedral of St. George, his first act on returning to the throne of Ethiopia. Accompanied by a number of military chiefs and religious leaders, including Rasseum, Raskasa, and the chief abbot, Haile Selassie returns thanks to Almighty God for the restoration of his country. Today, Abyssinia rejoices. And now the triumphal procession. Headed by Ethiopian troops, the royal car makes its way to the palace as a salute of 21 guns mingles with the greetings of the crowds thronging the tree-lined route to the emperor's home. Arriving in the palace grounds, the emperor is greeted by the general officer commanding in chief East African forces, Lieutenant General Cunningham. After 5 years of exile, the dignified ruler of Ethiopia mounts the steps leading to the palace balcony. With his son, the Duke of Harar, beside him, the emperor calls upon his people not to reward evil with evil. Do not shame Ethiopia, he said, with acts worthy of our enemies. Haile Selassie has triumphed over Italy's profane fascist regime. Britain has set the conquering Lion of Judah once more at the head of a united Abyssinian nation, freed from the yoke of the tyrant.
During the Cold War, Selassie would align himself with the British and their American allies against the Soviet Union. This was rewarded in 1952 with the addition of the neighboring country of Eritrea to his dominion.
Haile Selassie, Emperor of Ethiopia, and his Empress leave their palace at Addis Ababa and through the capital streets packed with people drive to the old Imperial Palace. Here a huge crowd waits to hear the official announcement of the Federation of Ethiopia and Eritrea from the Emperor's own lips. Eritrea, an Italian colony conquered by the British, has been under our control for 7 years. Now, with the approval of the United Nations, she is united with her neighboring country, Ethiopia. Into the throne room of the Imperial Palace comes Haile Selassie, the Lion of Judah, to sign the Federation Act that will unite the two countries. The Emperor, who has done much for the people of his own country, will bring a firm but just rule to the land of Eritrea.
Emperor. Apologies for that. Lachlan messed up again, but he's trying to make it right. So I guess I'll just keep talking so we don't have any dead air.
Just play the... Just give us the intro for part three.
Oh, so we're just going to show into part three.
Yeah, let's
do it. Yes, so despite his close relationship with the West, Selassie's monarchical rule was increasingly unpopular with segments of the country. In 1960, a faction within the army attempted to take power and install his son in his place.
Haile Selassie of Ethiopia was paying state visits far from his own country when news of the coup d'etat filtered through from Addis Ababa. Seen here in Accra with Dr. Nkrumah during his visit to Ghana, he received a welcome befitting the imperial ruler of a friendly nation. Who among those who greeted him in Ghana, or in Brazil, which he visited afterwards, who imagined there was any doubt about the stability of his throne? If the emperor himself had sensed the possibility of revolution at home, he would naturally have cancelled this foreign tour. Flashback to the Emperor's coronation day. The old motor and the whole cavalcade look funny now, but this was 30 years ago. This was the scene in Addis Ababa on the day that Rastafari Makonnen ascended the throne as King of Kings of Ethiopia, Lion of Judah, Elect of God. As Emperor Haile Selassie I, he was the autocratic ruler of some 18 million people. The country was poor and primitive, and the emperor faced a formidable task if he were to advance the prosperity of his people. Then came the Abyssinian War, in which Marshal Badoglio eventually led the Italian forces to victory. Haile Selassie had been driven into exile, and his troops, though fighting fiercely, had no hope against the superior equipment of the Italians. It was not until British victory here in World War II that the emperor returned. There was rejoicing again in Addis Ababa when Haile Selassie, with his empress, celebrated the silver jubilee of his reign. He was on his way to the Coptic church to offer thanksgiving. And as we all supposed, the emperor had many years left in which to lead his people. Now came reports that the crown prince had supplanted his father, that Haile Selassie was flying back, and that there was fighting in the capital. When these reports were coming in, the future of Ethiopia was still unknown.
Of course, we do know the future now, and the future was that the coup was defeated, and Selassie would remain as emperor for more than a decade. However, this was finally brought to an end in 1974 with a revolution launched by the Derg, inspired by the Soviet Union.
The reasons for the overthrow of the previous government are but obvious to all of you. Ethiopia has been made to languish under the most dictatorial regime, and her resources were exploited only to serve the interest of the monarch, members of his family, the nobility, and the aristocracy. The interests of the people were completely ignored, and their fundamental rights were trampled underfoot.
What's going to be the fate of the emperor? Is he going to go on trial? Is he going to be allowed to go free, or will he go into exile?
I think it is too early to say, and I think we'll have to wait for the situation to determine.
What is going to happen to the money that he is reported to have put overseas, sir? Something like 2,000 million pounds. Do you hope to get that back?
We shall try.
A year after taking power, the Derg declared that Ethiopia was a republic on this day in history, 1975.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.